Summertime means salt making in Hanapepe on Kauai's west coast.
In a really good summer for our ohana, in one harvest, we would be able to do 20 to 25 5-gallon buckets. If the elements are working with us, sometimes we would do 4 to 5 harvests. So, you know, that would be a very productive year.
Malia Nobrega Oliveira is a third-generation practitioner of the traditional Hawaiian art of salt making, also known as Hanapa'akai. Her family is one of 22 who continue this Hanapepe tradition. There are 3 main steps to the Hanapa'akai process.
Every ohana has a puna, which is the main well.
Underground seawater seeps up through the bottom of the puna and is then transferred to a secondary well, or waiku. Once salt crystals begin to form, the brine is then transferred to a drying bed, or lo'i.
And in the lo'i is where you will see the salt crystals actually appearing. That's when that magic is happening.
For the last 5 summers, however, Nobrega Oliveira's family has not seen any magic. Not a single harvest.
As we can see in front of us, a total flooding of this area. I didn't see this when I was younger. And maybe during the winter season, you know, this whole place would be flooded.
We found Leila Fu bailing water that ruptured through the bottom of one of her salt beds.
I just bailed it the other day and I'm bailing it again.
Fu has been working her family's salt beds for 20 years now, and she says in recent years, harvests have not been so good.
Weather, lots to do with the weather, you know. So these guys got affected up there, King's Tide, when we had 2 in a row. That didn't help them out at all. But a lot has to do with the weather. The rain 2 years ago, really bad, barely could even get in here. Yeah, so once this place floods out, it's pretty much done.
Hanapepe salt is harvested from clay salt beds. Raising the level of these beds and fortifying the walls of the well to prevent flooding are just some of the things Nobrega Oliveira is doing to adapt to rising sea levels and erratic weather patterns.
And it's been interesting to have conversations with scientists, you know, who will say, well, why don't you just move your practice to another place? There must be another place on Kauai that can do this.
Nobrega Oliveira's response is an adamant no.
We know that a lot of our cultural practice are very place-based, and particular to this aina, you know, and there's certain elements that make this place special to allow this production. And you don't see that anywhere else.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi in Hanapepe, Kauai.